Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Every spring in Oklahoma, a new generation comes to life. Fresh crops reach for the sky. Newborn calves take their first ginger steps. Paycom was born in Oklahoma, too, and they're deeply committed to our state's agriculture industry. Paycom's mobile app puts HR and payroll right in the palm of your hand, so you can handle business from the back roads to the back 40. They energize farmers and ranchers today to build a foundation for generations to come. Learn more at paycom.com.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
Well, sorghum variety trials kind of set Oklahoma sorghum apart from other states with all the things they're looking at and doing. Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the chance to visit with OSU Extension Specialist for Cropping Systems Josh Lofton about his work growing sorghum varieties in Oklahoma and what sets us apart.
Yeah, and so I think one thing that we try to do in Oklahoma is we're excessively open. Companies can come any day of the week, any time of day. We make sure that if we work with a grower that they know that companies might be stopping by. So we're very open. We encourage everybody to stop by. And if you want to look for one in your area, just reach out and we can find something for you.
Lofton said that during variety trials, he aims to provide the best unbiased information for each seed variety.
The other thing is we try to evaluate the most seed we possibly can and provide the most unbiased information that we can. We typically look at varieties during the course of the year as just a number and not individual companies or varieties. They all get intermixed and they all have the potential to do the absolute best.
Oklahoma also has pretty preferable conditions to grow sorghum.
We got great sorghum conditions in the state of Oklahoma. We still have one of the best situations to grow really good sorghum in the state to fit well into our systems, whether that's growing it in with cotton, whether that's growing it with wheat, or it's growing it in a traditional corn soybean system. Sorghum can fit into all of those.
Lofton also will be working with other teams going forward. He says, we look forward to working with Texas A&M in the next 3 years to kind of evaluate what the best foot forward is for sorghum growers in the state of Oklahoma and the Southern Great Plains as a whole. Well, a U.S. Farm Group is asking the Federal Trade Commission to look into the high prices of eggs and possible price gouging. Farm Action is a farmer-led advocacy organization that sent a letter to FTC Chairman Lena Khan to share their concerns over apparent price gouging. They point out that Americans are paying more than ever for an important household staple. USDA says a recent record outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza is the reason for those high egg prices. Group says the nation's top antitrust regulator must look into the record high profits of the nation's top egg company. Cal-Maine Foods controls 20% of the retail egg market and reported a quarterly sales increase of 110%. Gross profits are 600% higher than at the same time last year. The company says avian flu is driving up the prices. However, Cal-Maine has had no positive tests on any of its farms. You've got farm news on Ron.
Last year's fertilizer cost too much. This year's fertilizer still costs too much. So maybe next year... Maybe next year, instead of paying whatever the market dictates, you should find a new source. Source from Sound Agriculture unlocks more of the crop nutrients that are already in your soil, so you can use less fertilizer and capture the yield you count on to turn a profit. I said to turn a profit. That's more like it. Learn more at sound.ag.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.